Okay, thank you.
Good.
Hey, we'd like to welcome everyone out tonight to our Mount Pleasant CDIA meeting, September 12th, 2023-16, on regular meeting. We'll start off tonight with a roll call.
Lynn?
Here.
Paul? Mike?
Here.
Paul?
Here.
Rondi? Is absent, he's excused, sorry. Sam?
Here. Okay, next is approval of the minutes. August 8th, 2023, regular CDIA meeting held at 6 p.m. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for 8 August 2023, 6 p.m. regular CDIA meeting. In the motion by Russell, second by Sam to approve the minutes of the August 8th, 2023 regular CDIA meeting at 6 p.m. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is approval of claims. Invoice registered dated 7/4/2023 to 8/4/2023 in the amount of $22,606.81.
Like the majority of that Sunrise Engineering, is that the part? Engineering is the part of study trip.
It's the trail.
Yeah.
Design of the trail monitor. Oh, the Sunrise. No, the Sunrise deals.
They were the ones that you sent me that were overdue.
Yeah.
The past ones.
Yes, and the landscaping part on there is to bid your bargain, and that's for the $30,000 grant from the heritage area, and that's like $30,000 from the other to the landscaping.
On all these building supplies for the apartment, stuff in the bedroom, and work, we can give this building supplies.
Well, I know what we did is that nothing, that work's being done, that work's being done by two people. We started off with Spencer Swap, but now it's being done by John Swap. He does all the
cans. If it's small repairs, usually Tracy Walters or her husband do it. If it's large, we call it out.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, they're using all these supplies and stuff. I'm just wondering who was doing what, so.
It's not swap.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we approve the homeowners registered dated 7/4/2023 to 8/4/2023 in the amount of $22,606.81.
Can I make one comment on that 520 you see that I advised? That was after John estimated what had to be done, and we bought it. He's providing a very good deal on the labor, and there'll be a lot left over. But that is major work being done on the care department. Remember, it said she called you, Bo, on the telephone, and we followed up on it. And that's the bulk of that material is going into apartment number 5, care of Cole.
Okay, and I'll second that. Okay, I have a motion to approve, a motion by Paul, second by William, to approve invoice registered dated 7/4/2023 to 8/4/2023 in the amount of $22,606.81. Roll call.
Lynn?
Aye, yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes. Okay, Mr. Tennyson Tyler, what's your month?
Thank you, sir. I apologize for the dark glasses. I've been so swamped working out this heavy project down with the 94,000. I'm hurrying home and I grabbed the wrong glasses. But if I take these off, I won't be able to see either, so I apologize. I'm not part of the mafia tonight, I promise you that. Okay, having said that, I'd like to turn what we, because of the time limitations we have, I want to focus on just one thing, and that's the park. However, there's a small item of business before that, and I'd like to turn over the call.
Thanks. I asked Vernon if he would come tonight. Little section of the stand about the industrial park that city still owns, and it borders his property. And there's a problem right now. All the drainage off of this comes right down here and then floods him out. It just sits in his property. So Murray's willing to buy that little piece, which is not doing us any good at all. And then he would go ahead and either put a ditch down the property line or private.
You need to build a retention pond there for that water.
Well, I don't think it's big enough.
That's the worst thing. If we sell that and move the water problem and cut it down on the road.
Well, yeah. Because
we've got a problem. It's right on the road.
We've got a problem we need to address, so it's our water and we have to do something with it.
I can't see that drawing, but when we did that, I don't want to interject too much here. Is that okay if I just speak to this? That water, if I'm thinking about the right place, that water comes through the industrial park and empties out right in that location. Mm-hmm. That's why that was cut out and set aside for open space. And then for looking at a drainage solution and then having a swell or something to go down the property line to manage that runoff. That's the whole purpose of that piece. It's kind of a drainage easement. I thought it was specified in that on that plat that that's what it was for, is it not?
It doesn't say, it just says open space, and that's all I can say.
That was the intent, to have that open space for drainage mitigation.
That's what I thought, was to build a retention pond or something that way, all to soak you out.
Or whatever, yeah.
That'd be okay with you, Mark.
That's fine with me. I just spent $20,000 getting that lot ready, and I'm getting flooded out. So, yeah. Where's I'm done with it. I've been ready to build vents and build a shop.
It's all the runoff that comes from where Parker's Flying used to be, that strip mall, and that.
And it's that where it bounces is right in that.
Yeah.
Where's the actual subdivision?
This just came up tonight. What we're going to do is take it under advisement in 5 minutes and we can work together doing that. Okay.
Well, yeah, because the subdivision plan actually identifies that open space as a drainage. Yeah. It doesn't show on.
It doesn't show that. There's a snapshot right there.
We knew that was the case, and so we knew we had to deal with that. Water coming through there.
So it just looks like this, not a whole lot, but like this whole corner here.
Well, that's my fear is that we just move it to the road and just move the problem and then you took care of somehow.
Justin, what did they have in mind for that? When you did that, was it just like in a south area? Or?
We didn't really have anything in mind. We just knew we had to preserve that to channel that water somehow, some way, without taking it across private property that hadn't remained in city's hands, because it's really their runoff. So that was just preserved and set aside to address this issue. Now when it gets to the road, I don't know where we go from there.
Now, another problem in I see that sewer main is through there. So how much of a retention pond can you get that sewer main?
That sewer main project further west.
Yeah.
You take any advice?
Yeah, it's on like this. It's right here.
Yeah.
It's right there. But isn't it about
sewer lines are there.
How far is it then?
It's quite a bit.
I'm just wondering if there's a way to kind of use the well there or dump some of the water and build a bank that kind of contains a lot of trucks.
That's all right here.
Yeah. You kind of just figure out what to do with it, for sure.
Because it only rained that time, maybe for an hour. Maybe an hour hasn't been bad.
I mean, if we took all that to just build a line, maybe, I don't know, just help us put out, maybe figure out.
The worst that we've seen it was when we had the melt that's been
And I think to dig it too, if the little trench, but like Mike said, it's just going to pond down there at the road then.
Yeah, that's the trouble, is we just don't push it down, you don't face it down on the road.
Right.
Paul, can I suggest we came up to the last minute, we take it some advice, but I got the summarized data upstairs, but heard about this at the last minute.
Yeah,
and if we can get together. The four of us to get together and look at the work Sunrise did, then we could come back with the proposals.
Yeah, that was actually
But then it was somewhat carried forward a lot of that by Sunrise.
Yeah.
But the original plat back was Ludlow Engineering, not Sunrise.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's just go out there and meet. See if we can't come up with something good. That's what I'd recommend. So we will pond this container there, keep the ditch it on down. We're just going to move it down here, and then we've got to flood out this area. You know, sooner or later, we've got to build something, a pond or something to catch it, to
route it out. But the other thing is you could still build a retention basin for your typical storm, and then have, once it gets to a certain point, it releases the water at a slower rate.
So into a ditch or something.
Yeah, so it doesn't all come down at once, and that retention pond will help do that. It may not be big enough, but when you plan for the big storm, the heavier storm, you just have to route it. It's not going to be something that you're going to be dealing with all the time, but in a big event, you'll have to figure out how to route that water.
Well, I got some of the stuff that Ludlow's not so much suggested, but that's what I can show you.
I just hate to see you push all the water, you know. You need to somehow get rid of at least part of it there.
Sounds good.
Okay. So what's the decision, folks?
We're going to go down and meet. See what we'll look at.
Okay, now I'll talk the stuff that Ludlow can write this week.
See if we can't build some type of retention. Keep it from flooding out.
Bird, you're not concerned about ownership. You just want to solve the problem one way or the other.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Finished.
So you're going to flood it out.
Yeah.
You thought by buying it, you can solve that. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. You got 10 copies?
Yeah. I put it on the spot and everything was out. So I'm just going to be brief with the short time that we have. As far as the park goes, things are still moving forward. We had a meeting scheduled for last month due to Charlie McKay's passing and postponed that because there were some key people that needed to be there and they weren't able to do it. So we picked that up again for this Thursday. The city draft agenda that we're going to be talking about on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. And also, I roughed in kind of an organizational chart for workflow to identify certain tasks and team members that can help implement the project.
I guess that's in my mind where we're kind of at is implementing now. We've done some planning, we've done some conceptual and kind of public input, and now we're ready to move forward with implementing some of those things. I know there's still some discussion on the restroom and a few things like that, where and what and how, but I think that stuff can be resolved. Playground, hopefully we're not going to move that because that's, we kind of want to integrate that with the train. The engine did arrive and we've got to see that it's not running train cars now. And we've got some ideas with that. But that's the next step. You'll see some of the critical path items on the agenda in the next 0-68, it's down on the 650-710 time slot. One of the things we need to do is to get the project signed, installed. We talked about that in previous meetings, and we'll determine maybe who will take care of that. I've kind of already started the wheels on that, getting the specs from National Park Service on what that needs to look like. Finalize the concept plan, moving to medium level planning and detail design for landscaping. That is the next critical piece so we can decide and move forward with the sprinkling system. And then we could put something out to vendors to bid on, but we don't really know what that is yet. So we need to kind of know what the landscaping. There's a lot of grass out there right now that's not being used in certain park. Might make sense to look at more of a conservative landscape approach there. And then the other thing was the open dialogue with the RAD Tax Committee. The grant application submitted, I don't know where that's at. And coordinated site preparation for playgrounds. Installation utilities for restrooms and for utility organization for underground power security and lighting. I think those are some of the critical path items that we need to focus on to keep things moving. So I'm excited to finally get a meeting, a kickoff meeting, and get the team engaged and coordinate and. That'll happen Thursday. Certainly you guys are welcome to be there. I didn't put you on the invite. I don't know how that will work with your meeting, what do they call that?
Work session?
We have a forum. We can't have a forum at a meeting without advertising. The public media rules. So, I guess, internally, that will happen maybe, you know, if you want certain people to be there. Those are just drafts. I just wrapped them together. I did send them out to Colter and Shane and Stephanie and Heidi, everybody that saw the actual calendar would like to review. Time is going fast, and we still be on the ground before we know it. So we would hope to get some of these things moving in before that. And some of the things we may be able to do during the morning time, we'll just have to see. So. Any questions? We've got 5 minutes. Heidi, do you want to chime in here?
So you keep the program the way it is now? Is that the plan?
No.
Well,
that's not the plan. If we, the equipment that has been ordered, right?
Yeah.
We want to include this near the train so So we're actually thinking that higher level look that we provided a few months ago, that the park, the playground equipment that we have ordered would go in the lower corner, actually, down closer to that train area. So it would be a shift from where it's at now. But it is one reason we want to make sure those restrooms are centrally located when we do put new restrooms out there, so that all park sidewalks, which are critical, you know, we haven't got any sidewalks. We have no sidewalks in our park, which means when you take your elderly person, your favorite, you know, grandpa to breakfast, you can't get them to the restroom. You can't take a handicapped child and get them to the playground to the restroom. So we really feel like it's important that those restrooms be centrally located, so that all paths in that park, whether you're playing on this end, you can get a little child to that restroom quickly, or someone at the breakfast, you can push them to the restroom. And if they're centrally located, I think we need to keep that in mind, no matter what plan we come up with, that we keep that in mind so that they're central for everyone that uses the park. I think it's critical. Just we're excited, but also we know it moves slowly. We wish we had accomplished more than ordering the playground equipment this year. But
your company's still on the horseshoe pit area, right?
Just a little bit. It takes in the horseshoe pit a little bit, but maybe.
I think you're going to try to reserve two of the horseshoe people.
We're going to try to keep a couple of those.
I didn't know that.
But we're also going to try to move it to the end, right?
They requested that.
The ones there. So we're going to just leave that for now. We have looked at that, and I think there's some way we can clean that up. That fence right now is built for tennis. We could actually cut that fence and make it shorter and look a lot more aesthetic if we did that. You only need 4 foot on the sides for a pickleball, 6 foot on the backstops, and 6 foot around the corners. And I'm going to talk to Colter maybe a little bit about that. Rather than buying all the chain link, maybe we could use what's there and just cut it down and shorten it. I don't know if that's possible or not. But I think that would help clean that up some and make it look a little more appealing.
I've noticed the trees around it.
Yeah, the lilac trees there were most the biggest mess. I don't know, you hate to start taking shrubbery and trees out if you don't have to, but you know, if it's going to be more maintenance and headache than it's worth, maybe that's something to consider. Or maybe take every other one out or something like that so they're not so bunched together. Hopefully, we can get some ideas from Dick Bradley on some of the things. We do have Bridger, too. There's a resource that we can use to help with some of those.
I think we need to open up the other pickleball courts a lot on the east, southeast side.
Yeah. In fact, we could probably just take that gate completely out. I looked at
it's nice that close to when you come in at the ball hits. And
yeah.
You know what I'm saying for that. But we need to open that back up.
But those are just some ideas. We do want to take a look at the new locomotive and see. There's no engine in it, it's just a big space, and we talked about maybe having that whole east side open with some railings so you can actually get up there and maybe have a picnic or something inside the gymnasium. Those are all just discussions right now. So, not aside from the playground or anything, but we do want to integrate that.
You know, one of the first things we got quite early
handicap accessible is we need asphalt.
Yeah, at least some areas have so many handicapped parking that is asphalted. Obviously, we can't afford to do the whole around the whole thing, but I think you're right. We're trying to look at what makes best because that's the handicap access.
You try to make this handicap accessible inside the park, and
you can't get out of
vehicle to the sidewalk. It's,
yeah.
That's the point we're at even right now. It's like,
yeah. So, and I don't know how much of that we need to determine the handicap space, and we ought to look at maybe some guiding standards for that, how much parking space should have, how many handicap stalls should be there. There's going to be some information for some for that somewhere. But I agree with you, there needs to be accessibility from where you are, whatever access those people
have. Plans on to move on to the winter? All of this?
Some of it, as much as we can. I mean, if we can break ground for the site for the playground, coordinate where the utilities are going to go, and nail down where the restroom is going to go, it'd be really nice. I think there's some things we could do. Start on restroom. I don't know if it makes much sense to do much with sprinklers now. But maybe.
I don't know. Because once we start in spring, it's pretty busy from the warm day
until
this point.
I mean, it's hard. Early spring, you can get in there and do some stuff. You don't want to pull the park tore up for 4th of July and that. So there is some constraints to be.
Probably want to get them sprinkled underground before you lay the sidewalks and everything too.
Yeah, or at least know where it's going to go.
Yeah, some streams are coming through.
Yeah. So I think that's one of the first critical items is to define the landscaping, what that's going to look like, where the walkways should, what makes sense for them to go for accessibility. And so those are some good path items. But, you know, we're just, I said before, we don't, this isn't our full-time jobs, and so we don't have a lot of time to spend on it every day. So we're just doing this, we want to hire a consultant and pay them $100,000 just to take it over and do that. I think we can do it together with collaboration and the resources that we have. Might fall a little bit slower, but I think at the end, it'll get done, and we'll be able to put more into the park than the payment itself. So, sometimes I hear you say that.
I have it recorded.
So, anyway, that's where we're at. We'll come back probably in another month and give you an update on how we go to the meeting and what we need to show the progress.
Thank you. Thanks, Justin.
Well,
is that
the
one at the county?
Yes.
Anything else, Mark?
No, I don't know what we'll do next month. What we're going to structure these. We have committee chair people over each. We have subcommittees and arrangements, committees, your advisory board, and Heidi and Molly and Jessica here. Next time it will be a presentation by Joyce, who's over the streetscape project. We'll kind of be one focused project each time, so we can focus on it. So next month it will be the streetscape project, and the committee head on that is Joyce Turner.
Come on. In that light, I'm happy just to give a typed up summary of where we're at, just so we don't have to have a presentation. You guys can just have it to see what helping you go.
Okay. Second, yeah. Anyways, Dennis, the motion is adjourned. Second by Russell, all those in favor?
Aye.